As long as the main weight of a person is who's tummy, who is leaning or sitting or laying down on a mishkov, even if they're laying on, even the supporting themselves on only a small part of the mishkov becomes tummy, since it's supporting the main weight of the person. And the same thing is the Torah al mikzas a mishkov. If a person puts whose Torah puts his main weight on top of even a small part of the mishkov, since he's being supported by the mishkov, he also becomes tummy. But mikzas tummy ala mishkov, you only have a minority part of the tummy which is on this mishkov, then it's Torah, because you have to have the main weight of the person on the mishkov in order to make it to this mishkov. And also mikzas Torah ala mishkov, there's only a minority part of the Torah that's being supported by the mishkov, then that person is Torah. Nim says that it could become tummy and it could be tummy other things by even for us, the minority part of the kli. Also bread of truma which is on top of a mishkov, there's a paper in between them, so the truma is not touching the mishkov. Whether it's on top of it or below it, it's tahor, because a mishkav is metame oichlim when it touches them, but not above or below it without touching them. V'chein ve'evin hamenugas, same thing applies to a stone that has teras, also toho, something is above it or below it without actually touching it will be toho, unless it's a person. And the Shimon metame bezu, Shimon says that Evan Amanuga is Matamah Ba'oihil, therefore, if one is directly above, directly below it, it will become Tommy, even though he's not touching it.